respectful style episode. You're going to hear a lot of respect from your three guys here.
Oh, the most utmost respect and duty.
This is high respect.
We're putting ourselves on the learning shelf. We don't know what we're talking about, but we're being respectful about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But let's wait to introduce that. I will introduce the podcast a little early.
Oh.
You're listening to Anti-Didact, the podcast about how to, where we ask how come. My name is Ian.
My name is Hank.
And my name is Fred.
Yeah, we got to be respectful, fellas.
So respectful. The utmost duty of respect.
It's hard to be respectful sometimes.
It's hard to be respectful and not tip your fedora.
Yes.
That's the line that we need to not cross, mm-hmm. because then we become cringe.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be respectful and cringe. You know?
Like respectful cringe? Oh. What is that like? Who's a respectfully cringe guy?
The guy who goes to the bar with his Game Boy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's very respectful, but he is very cringe.
Because he's respecting people's conversations. Like, he's not being obnoxious or anything.
Yes.
But he's also going to the bar and with his Game Boy, being cringe about it.
Oh, what, do you want to date with your Game Boy?
Leave me alone, Terrence. You know I come here to hang out.
I almost caught Palkia.
I don't know why I imagined like SpongeBob at the bar.
No, SpongeBob would make friends with everybody. He's not the guy to do that.
SpongeBob is not friends with Squidward.
Yes, he thinks he's friends with Squidward.
Well, Squidward thinks otherwise.
Exactly.
It's not very respectful to Squidward.
Okay, wait.
SpongeBob's a little disrespectful shit.
Okay, so Game Boy. Let's talk about like the tier list of cringe devices. So
we know. Are we talking at the bar?
You're like, at the bar with you have to bring some device. So we know like
is
Game
a
Boy
book
Advance.
A device?
No, it can't be a book.
Well,
can't be a book.
Baseline is like phone. Like obviously,
can't be a phone. Like, can't be a book.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like that's why phone is baseline. Like everyone's gonna bring their phone to the.
No,
bar,
but Hank's saying rank them top five outside of phone.
So okay, I think most cringe would probably be the Nintendo Switch, just because it's in the cultural medium. It's like you're probably playing little Switch little games for babies, tiny
yes.
babies.
Animal Crossing.
Nintendo Switch with the red and blue Joy-Cons
yes.
at the bar. That's like mega cringe.
Ooh, yeah.
I would say right below that, I would probably put the 3DS just because it's like maybe it's like a little bit older, so it has like one extra cool point compared to the Switch.
You have the stylus out.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
Tapping
you're playing Pokemon Ranger. Yeah. You're furiously making circles. And then I would say, personally, I'm a big fan of Game Boy Advance. I recognize that the cultural opinion might be a little bit cringe if you're playing Wario Land 4 at the bar. But that, I mean, personally, I would rank that lower than the other one.
Steam Deck at the bar.
Okay, I would actually almost say it's worse than the Switch. Because that means, like, he's like a real gamer. Like, he's not even trying to talk to people. He's just trying to play Monster Hunter.
He should be at home gaming.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing there, dude?
Is he wearing a shirt that says, like, I hate my sister and I hate homework also?
I have 1,000 lives in all the video games. But see, you take it one step further. So the Game Boy Advance, it's kind of like a little, like, people
Game Boy Advance is cringe.
I won't say it, but the people are saying it.
Okay.
But we take one more look.
But you can play Game Boy Color games on it.
But so okay,
oh,
see
that wouldn't be cringe.
You're playing a Game Boy Color. You're playing a Game Boy Color. Is that cringe?
Playing a Game Boy Color would mean that you're like in your 40s probably. And I think if you're
also probably playing like Tetris or like
guy,
WizOrb or
okay,
something.
You know what? The guy who brings his kids to the bar might be impressed by you having a Game Boy Color. But then again, that's the guy who has his kids at the bar who is also a depressing fuck. I cannot stand when people bring their fucking kids to the brewery. It makes no sense to me at all.
Kid beer. They got to drink the kid beer.
I don't want to pay for a sitter. It's like, yeah, so you're going to bring your kids and just watch daddy get drunk? You fucking kidding
watch
me?
The game.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of iPad kids at the dog bar.
It's fucking stupid. You go there and it's just a bunch of babies everywhere.
Babies and dogs. The dogs can't even drink beer.
And people like to. I think people think they're so cosmopolitan with their fucking dogs at the fucking.
Well,
brewery.
See, I like the dog because you can pet the dog and say hi to the dog. You can't pet the kid and say hi to the kid.
Watch out, he's reactive, but he's friendly. He's friendly.
Yeah, it can be a social battery bringing your dog to the bar. Like I'm bringing my dog to the bar to make friends.
But the bar is loud. The bar has music. The bar has feet everywhere.
All true.
So like dogs are just not.
It's not conducive to dog environment.
No, no. You don't want his tail getting stepped on. You know, think of the dog. He doesn't want to listen to loud music, and you know, you're there with your friends. He's not there with his friends.
And the dog can't even hear like what you're trying to say to him. Like, he can't even have a conversation.
Yeah, and of course,
sucks.
And then you could be a perfectly good dog owner. Your dog could be totally well behaved, and some guy just brings in a dog on a chain.
He's only bit like three other dogs, man.
Hey, man, you gotta keep your dog away from my dog.
As he's walking towards you.
Yeah.
He's coming. He's not stopping.
And you're like, man, you gotta keep your dog away from my dog.
How about you just leave, man?
Okay, so.
I don't know why he's switching to Cheech Marin.
So what, like, you know, the Game Boy is still kind of cringe. What if you bring your gun to the bar and you're like playing with your gun? Oh,
playing with your gun.
That is a device. You're right.
Guns are technology. What if you're playing with a big box mod?
What's that?
Like a box mod vape.
Oh, you're just blowing vape smoke in all the babies?
No, you're just refilling it. You're refilling it. You're like observing it. You're looking at the...
Performing maintenance.
Yeah, you're performing maintenance. The bartender will continuously remind the guy, like, hey, you can't smoke that in here. He goes, I'm not smoking it.
I know, man.
You told me already.
I saw the sign.
I can read. Oh, guy with a full screwdriver kit. At the bar, dismantling the bar.
He's taking it apart.
He's like, that would be so cringe if you were doing carpentry at the brewery.
Like adjusting all the stools so that they, when somebody sits in them, that it just falls apart.
So they don't spin anymore.
Tightening the rotating stools.
Yeah, your stools were a little loose, so I took the liberty of tightening them up. Hope you don't mind.
Okay, what if he brings a TV and an Xbox 360 and he's playing Halo 3 in the bathroom?
If he has more than one controller, it's fine. So it's fine.
It's a banned joke. From a different podcast.
Rubik's Cube?
Okay, Rubik's Cube guy, that's a little cringe, but I don't know if I'd call it a device.
But it's mechanical, it has moving parts.
Or a TiVo.
TiVo?
Yeah.
Well, like the streaming device?
Yeah.
That you can like plug into the TV?
Yeah, what if you brought that to the bar? Is that cringe?
What if he's playing a Game Gear?
Depends on what you put on. Gear.
Again, I think that's impressive to a guy who brings his kids to the bar.
Okay,
which, that's a guy you don't want to impress. Like, if that guy says, nice ride, and he's got, like, his kid on his shoulders and his daughter and then, like, his wife in a wagon.
Okay, he's playing that plastic, like, electric Sudoku thing that just has, like, it's not even really a screen. It's, like, those, like, things that light up.
What if he was playing the water thing with the ring?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I went to the dentist before this. They just had this. They said I could take
I forgot
it.
To give it back.
They never said I had to.
The dentist said back. I could keep it. He said he's never seen anyone who loves the ring game as much as me.
Or as good at it as I am.
Okay, honestly, that shit's fire. I would go up to the ring guy and be like, I can beat that shit. Give me it. I'll buy it off you for 50 cents.
What's your high score, man?
What about Bop It?
Ooh, Bop
It. Absolutely zero cringe. Zero
it's
cringe.
It's just max volume. Bop It. Twist it. Yoink it.
And it's like yelling, like, who wants to go? Who's next? Who's next?
My favorite part about Bop It is when you pull it and it goes, woo. And then you spin it and it goes, wah,
wah, wah. Oh, I just bit my lip so hard.
Oh, good luck having a canker sore for 3 weeks.
Haha.
It was where I had already bit my lip too, so now it's even more like elongated into my mouth. Oh.
It's growing.
The bump is growing. Ugh.
It's like Pinocchio's nose.
Guy who walked into the bar with a bloody lip.
That's not a device.
No.
As a device?
Well, the human body is a device.
What if he's a cyborg?
Okay, wait a minute. What if
you were a cyborg and you sat down at the bar?
I wanna come back to the Game Boy Advance. I wanna come back to the Game Boy Advance.
You think Game Boy is not cringe. Fred, okay. I think it's cringe.
What if he's not playing circle, it, but he's respectfully watching Shark Tales, like that shark movie with Will Smith.
On the Game Boy Advance?
On the Game Boy Advance. With Game Boy Video, you can do that. They have the Shark Tales and Shrek 2 game cart.
I was going to say only if it was the double pack.
Yeah, it has to be the double pack. And he has no hands. He's not touching the Game Boy in any way.
He has no hands.
It's an SP, I assume.
It is SP.
It's sitting foldable with screen up. The screen is at 90 degrees.
Yes.
So does he have like a neck like brace setup where he can watch it without holding
it?
No,
he's not. There's no audio.
Does he have a neck pillow?
Wait, you said he had no hands, though. How does
he has no hands. How did he turn it on?
How did he carry it into the bar?
Use his mouth like a horse.
He articulated his teeth.
No, you know what? Maybe he has the AV dongle for the Game Boy Advance SP because there's actually no headphone jack on there.
Oh,
and,
really?
And he's using headphones. So respectfully, not everybody's getting a Shrek audio.
Yeah, that's probably the only respectful thing we've talked about so far. I think we've disrespected men at the bar, Game Boy enthusiasts.
Dads with kids. Disrespected them a lot, yeah.
I think I disrespected a wife when I put her in the wagon.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Although riding in a wagon is pretty fun, though. It's not that disrespectful.
We have a guide today for the ladies at home.
Speaking of the ladies.
Today, we have How to Pee Standing Up as a Woman with and without the device.
Yeah, see, that wouldn't be cringe if a woman had the device at a bar.
Whether you're dealing with a dirty public restroom, a hiking trail without any pit stops, a long camping trip, there may come a times when you need to avoid sitting down to go pee, and there may be a bit tougher for those with no penis. It is impossible.
Does it actually say that?
It may be probably a bit not. Tougher for those of us without a penis.
Oh,
wow.
No penis. Penis club here.
This is true. It's very true.
It is possible for people with non-phallic genitalia to urinate standing up. They just might get wet. Keep reading to learn how to pee standing up, both with a device and without the device.
the device.
If you're wondering if there's any noise in the background, the cat took a shit and he's running around the house and he's slapping his food bowl and he's doing all the things that he does.
I wonder if he has a little dingleberry. He's trying to like get it off.
No, I read once that when a cat take a shit, it can activate some sort of nerve ending.
Oh yeah, it's like euphoria.
Yeah.
Euphoria.
Yeah, and then
shit,
they
euphoria.
They run around just like, I feel so great.
Oh, that explains that guy I saw at the bar.
I feel so much lighter.
Is pooping at the bar and then getting the zoomies.
I wish there was a guide for how to teach cats to pee standing up.
You can teach your cat to pee into the toilet. That's a thing.
Yeah, that might be fun.
Method one. The two finger method.
Okay. We're being respectful, remember?
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's what's. Yeah, of course. Step one, move your clothing out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
When you're first practicing this method, take off everything. from the waist down.
Take off all of your clothes.
Just in case you make a mess.
I mean, that's a good idea, so you don't scrape. Yeah. Ah!
you're like Fred's friend from that last trip, and you just pee all over all of your clothes.
Oh, my God. I've never been more thankful for, like, my clothes not being peed on.
We should all be so thankful.
When you're using this technique out in the wild, either pull your pants and underwear down or pull your underwear to the side. Yeah, I guess that technically makes sense.
Oh, because I can't do that.
That's yeah, I wouldn't be able to relate to this. I don't wear underwear, so.
You don't? Does that explain all your ass problems?
No, I wear boxers.
Oh, true. Which is like wearing shorts under your pants.
They're boxer briefs, technically, but.
See, I like full boxers. I don't like the little like squinching it does at the end of the legs.
I have both a little bit. I switch them in and out. Regular boxers and boxer briefs.
Oh, Hank, there's another nude photo. Nude photo alert.
Nude photo alert.
Full
nude
on,
photo
man. Alert.
Goons can come running into the...
Gooners will
not alert. Us. We're respectful.
Very respectful.
Stand in front of the toilet or in a shower stall. Stand with your feet about 2 feet apart to get the right stance. If you're in a public restroom, aim for a toilet. If you're by yourself, head to a shower stall to contain any mess you might make.
Yeah, don't use the battle stance.
What the fuck?
Make sure you always have the pee stance.
Defensive pee
head
stance.
To a shower stall. Are people doing this shit in the fucking locker room?
I hope
not. I mean, I technically, they're both drains. If you think
they
about
are.
It.
Yeah, they all go to the ocean.
Okay, this is a large debate. Is it disrespectful or like taboo to pee in the shower?
I think it's all going to the same place, but if you're using a public communal space, you should not be pissing.
God, yeah. No, that's something else.
Well, I feel like there's pee particles. I feel like, because when you pee in the shower, I feel like you're still getting, like, and then you turn off the shower. I feel like there still might be some pee, like.
But the shower's full of shower particles.
Yeah, so, like, when I say pee in the shower, I don't mean, like just straight up instead of peeing in the toilet, you pee in the shower. I mean, like, while you're taking a shower, pee in the shower.
Oh, yeah. I think here's the thing. I think if you're just, like, if you're aiming right on the drain, so you're not, like, peeing on your feet and, like, stepping in the pee-pee.
No splatter.
Because, like, there could be a little bit of spray. You know, yeah, you might get a little bit of pee on the shower handle. Mm-hmm. Maybe it doesn't get washed off completely and you got, like, a little pee-pee handle or something.
Yep. Well, because if you're a normal person, you're going to use soap while you're showering. So it's most of the runoff is going to get soaked away down the drain.
Is because that's not, it's fake soap. It's not real. It's only a good smell. There's no antibacterial. There's no pee.
Pee is not bacterial.
There's bacteria in pee. Why it's pee.
No. It comes out of you and it's clean.
If I pee in a petri dish, I'll get little pee particles.
Well, I think those particles would come from your
genitalia.
What if I have just like a great bladder,
Fred?
I have bladder fauna.
Bladder fauna. You have UTI.
I've never heard of the fauna of your
bladder. If you're outdoors, just position yourself in a relatively private area where the ground is flat, which is a good idea. All right, Hank, nude picture time.
Woohoo! That's a nude diagram right there.
Yeah. Flat ground is important, actually.
We're learning all about where things are and what they are.
Use one finger on each hand to pull your labia minora apart.
This is the two-finger method. We're still on that.
We're still on the two-finger method.
I'm very respectful. Yep. I'm not laughing at pulling my labia minora apart.
Yes.
like ripping a shirt. Like.
God damn it. We're respectful.
That wasn't very respectful, Hank.
Oh, God, I'm losing.
Respectfully pull your labia apart.
Respectfully?
Place your fingers slightly in front of your urethra, which is located between your clitoris and vagina. Okay. Gee willikers, what's a clitoris?
Is that what Bill Clinton said?
That's a soundbite right there.
Bill Clinton. gently pull your fingers up and forward just a little without putting pressure on either side.
It sounds like a guaranteed way to piss on the seat.
Up and
well,
forward?
Well, see, I've heard that women's seats already come pre-pissed on.
This just helps with the piss.
You're pre-pissed.
It's pre-pissed. Now you can't get upset.
Yep.
I think one of the wildest things I've ever learned is that generally men's bathrooms are cleaner than women's bathrooms. I find that crazy.
There are less liquids us to take care of.
That's not true.
In terms of like makeup. And
well, there's and, not makeup and, on the toilet.
And lotions.
Makeup
and
lotions.
It's not true.
I thought you were talking about secretions.
Well,
I can think of way more secretions than you can.
Yeah, because it's kind of like they got like a Tragedy of the Commons thing kind of going, where it's like you don't want to sit on the toilet because it's got pee on it, so you do the hover method and like you pee all over the toilet,
which lowers the total quality of the bathroom.
Yes, I know.
You have to get the floor urinals that they have in Japan and other foreign countries.
Oh, yeah. You know,
like the flat on the ground.
Yeah, but then you could get pee particles.
Oh, that is like massive pee particle territory. Splash zone is everywhere.
I feel like sticky floor everywhere.
Well, you're not supposed to stand in the toilet.
You're supposed to stand. You're not supposed to surf it like a surfboard.
I like when the water flushes over my toes.
It rinses all the pee away.
Coming out of the men's room in Japan, just your feet soaked, like your Skechers are sopping wet.
So the goal here is to expose the urethra to avoid any leakage or spills. As you get more advanced, you can use two fingers on one hand instead of one finger on either hand.
I see.
Oh, I get it.
The four-finger technique.
I wonder if the device is going to be like the straw for WD-40.
You like tape it to the side of the can when you're not using it?
No, it pokes into a very tiny little opening.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I was being gross. I wasn't being respectful. I'm sorry, folks.
Yeah, dude, no, you're losing respectful points.
Speaking of respect, push your hips forward as you start peeing.
Don't forget it.
Step four. Now it's time to relax and let loose.
Okay, I feel like there's got to be something to be said about, like, I feel like it's also the force, because you need to maintain laminar flow, because if you introduce chaos, you're going to increase the spillage variable.
And the spray.
Here's the thing, too, is men are acutely aware of, like, what do they call it? What do they call it? Like, when it's a quadratic equation and it's
oh, arc? Yeah, the parabola.
The arc. The parabola.
Yeah.
Because you have to pee up first, and then it goes down in general.
Well, it depends if you're trying to go for distance. If you want to pee max distance.
He's going the distance.
It's about 40 degrees because, you know, it doesn't. 45 degrees would be the most.
That's the max.
That's like in a vacuum, yes, though. When you got wind resistance to worry about, then you want to be at 40 degrees.
And then you talk about, like, muscles tense. And you get into...
Maybe we could contribute to the guide and we could say, like, you know, maybe you want to aim for, like, a 40-degree angle if you're, like, at the stall door and you're trying to pee all the way into the toilet.
Yeah, because the guy also kind of does the two-finger method, because you have, like, one finger on your penis and then the other finger is also on your penis.
On your balls.
Up your butt.
See, that is... you know, that's what we're not taking into account is, like, we have penises, right?
No.
Everyone has a penis.
It's my secret.
Supposedly. We can arc. We can manually arc. A woman can't really do that.
That was the electricity from my penis striking another penis.
Arcing into the other penis.
That's why I hate using the trough at Fenway Park.
Why do I always have to pee on the electric fence? I wonder if that would feel kind of good, like peeing on a 9-volt battery.
Yeah, that.
You know what? I've never tried that before. I'm going to do that when I
go home. Go home and try to piss on a 9-volt battery.
Ladies and gentlemen, please try that when you go home today. Please try that at home. But we're being respectful.
This is a respectful episode. Respectful yours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. As you start peeing, gently rock your hips forward to aim your stream well away from you. Push hard at the beginning of your flow, and then once again at the end to cut down on any dribbles.
Oh, because when you get to that, like, two last squirts, like...
Yeah.
I always have... those ones are always, like, kind of trouble, because, like, you ever...
It seems like an oversight.
You guys ever, like, accidentally, like, you're peeing, and then you, like, you give the last squirt, and you, like, accidentally, like, overshoot a little bit, and you, like, kind of, like, pee on the, like, the back of the toilet, because it, like, goes over where you're aiming?
Sometimes it goes on, like, the... Because I pull the seat up, of course. I don't leave the seat down when I pee.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll go on the rim, so I just have to wipe it off a little
bit. Yeah, I've had that happen a couple times.
Experiment a bit with posture. You may find it helpful to bend your knees a bit or arc your back.
Wipe yourself with toilet paper, even while peeing standing up. Sorry.
Step five.
Sorry, folks. This is method one, step five.
Excuse you.
Method one, step five. Wipe yourself with a toilet paper. Even while peeing standing up, it's important to clean up afterwards. Use a bit of toilet paper if you have it to wipe your vulva and take care of any drips or drops you left on the toilet. There's probably a lot of drips and drops on the toilet.
Probably. No, if they're good at it, they can probably, like, pee pretty close to, like, doing regular dude pee.
If you're practicing this method in the shower, rinse the tub or shower floor afterwards.
Mm.
The first time you try this technique, you'll probably find that your urine sprays everywhere. That's okay. Yeah. Just like most things, this takes time and practice, and you will get better at it. That's very funny.
I bet if you're, like, good at doing, like, Kegels, and you have, like, a very firm flow, like a laser beam. That's what I'm saying.
Like your muscle tensure actually matters.
Like the machine that cuts granite at the countertop factory.
The water pressure needs to be at a specific
PSI. Yeah, because I'm guessing if they're spraying, they have too much chaotic flow, and it's like they need to maintain laminar.
That's called turbulent flow.
Yeah, too much turbulent flow. Move the clothing out of the way. It usually helps to pull down your pants before you pee.
Wait, are you on a new step and a new method?
I'm on method two, step one.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Method two has a name.
I guess we did finish, right?
Oh,
we finished step one.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So we're on method two. We're getting into the devices.
Oh.
We have stand to pee devices.
Game Boy Advance.
Oh,
use the
yes.
Game Boy Advance method. Take the clamshell from the Game Boy Advance SP.
Oh, and because it makes the V.
Yeah. It could be like the Game Boy Advance method.
Could help with the flow.
Yeah, move the clothing, take off your clothes before you pee, get the standing pee device, and then you have, and then you will still need to have full access to your vulva.
Fetch me the standing pee device.
Stat.
It's just a funnel.
Yep, either pull the pants down or move the clothing to the side. I feel like the moving the clothing to the side, that's kind of like, that's like at least like the, what, like a nice thing like women have going for them is because like, you like you can't. I guess you can kind of like
what are you
pull
talking
your
about?
Boxers to the side.
What about that little window that you could?
Yeah,
you
could so like,
I'm honestly a big fan of the window and the fly method. Honestly,
so
I think you'd really like a butt flap.
The butt
flap would be useful. I gotta say though, I have never once in my life realistically used the hole in my boxers and like not unbuttoned my jeans and just zipped down to like.
This is a little inside baseball for you.
It just doesn't happen. Like, realistically, you'd think that's why they put it there, but I think it's just for airflow.
You guys aren't going to hear anything about my pee habits in this episode. I pee perfectly. I pee in a straight line, and everyone says how great my stream is.
What a good stream.
The audience.
They say, oh, you're not even nervous at all.
The peanut gallery.
The penis gallery. The penis gallery.
Yeah, all the guys in the bathroom stalls when I'm at the urinal, they're all
wow,
clapping. They're
wow,
saying, wow,
well
that was great. Good job peeing.
Good job peeing. Good job. There are many different brands of stand-to-pee devices. They're all very similar. And clothing ones, like the popular ones are Shwee-wee, Tsunani,
no.
And Pee Style.
No. That's the... What?
Oh, you can also make your own pee device out of a plastic bottle or a measuring funnel.
Oh, boy.
I might need to be like a little bit more like oval. I don't know if I get a funnel in between my legs. I mean, I guess honestly, like even a guy could use a standing pee device.
That might be fun.
Yeah, you just it's like.
Like a penis extension?
Yeah.
Like a hose that you pee in, and then you just drop the end of the hose in the toilet.
Oh, wait. You could.
So there's no spray?
You could put the like pee device through your fly, so you're not actually like showing your penis to anybody, but you can pee whenever you want without having to move your clothes.
That's the solution for the guy that pulls his pants all the way down at the urinal.
Sharks. How often have you been in the men's room and needed to pee, but you're,
every
you're
time.
Too far away from the urinal? Well, I have a product that will revolutionize pee forever. And then it's a belt that's actually a tube.
Ooh.
And it's already attached to you.
Ooh.
And then you just take the end of your belt and put it in the toilet.
Oh, now I can finally reach the urinals that are 6 feet off the ground.
You pop
are
the cap off.
Are you too
off the...
short for the tall urinal in the bathroom?
Is somebody already at the short one?
And sharks say you're not even in the bathroom. Now you can use the pee balloon. It goes directly into the balloon.
And then it floats away.
There we go.
It's like the Metal Gear Solid. Like just.
I'm peeing right now, sharks.
Sometimes I wonder if someone showed up on Shark Tank and did actual magic in front of the sharks, what they would do. Like someone was like, what if someone at work was annoying you and you could just, and the guy just disappears and they're like, where did he go? And
Mark Cuban just turns to dust.
And he's like, I'm offering you a 20% share in People Go Away. People Go Away is a product that makes people go away forever.
not for 5 minutes, not for 10 minutes.
Like, he will never come back again.
See you next year? More like see you never.
And then he's like, well, how many do you have in sales?
How many people can we disappear
like
in one
we
year?
We have sold to over 50 people.
Now we're also introducing the People Go Way backup. Now, whenever you zap people away, they show up as a homunculus imprinted on this paper plate, which you can either fold up and throw away or keep at a later point to redeploy.
And for you, the homunculus comes in several different colors. I forget there's one of the sharks is like, whenever they offer something in different colors, she's like, oh, that's great. That's great.
I'm in. No matter what the deal is, I'm in.
I don't remember who that is.
Probably the blonde lady.
someone loves customization. They love people getting the choice of their designs or whatever.
Yeah, probably the
blonde. Choice of their desires.
Yeah. Anyway. No segue. No segue. This is the
back to peeing.
I would buy that device.
A belt that pees for you.
Yes.
Oh, it even has a suction.
You can create.
Oh my god.
You can create a siphon.
You had me at suction.
Auto piss.
It pees before you're ready to pee.
You just gotta make sure you shake it off. You're done using.
It doesn't clean up.
You for do you. Have to create a siphon with your mouth. It's a little design flaw. We're working it out.
It's practice for the apocalypse too.
We have our engineers looking at it.
We now have the siphon. It comes in a minty fresh taste.
And the name of the product? Hee-wee.
Yeah, I thought you were kidding when you read off the shui-wee tsunami pee style. Those yeah, I like actual the pee names. Style. Yeah. Actual names of devices.
Peace I got the Cajun like style.
A type of kung fu that Master Onion would teach you in Parappa. He's going to teach Parappa how to kick pee style.
But kick, we're not wrapping punch. This episode.
It's all in your bladder.
If you use this, it won't matter.
All right. Step two. Place the stand to pee device over your vulva.
Oh, this is my pee device stand. It's like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Okay.
Is it?
Because it says stand.
Is that a word that
they
the guy, say
a lot? It's because the guy says stand.
He summons a ghost that lets him pee anywhere he wants.
Grab the device by the base, then place it securely against your body.
You can secure it with a nail or a screw.
Double-sided
oh,
tape.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I just realized, because if you don't secure it, you could inadvertently, like, pee backwards. Like, if there's, like, a butt crack, no, it could escape through.
I think you could cause a pee implosion.
Ooh.
Oh, the piss nuke?
Oh, you don't want it going back up the urinal tract.
Yeah, you the urinal tract. All right. Respect. Respect is the name of the game. We're being respectful.
Isn't that what it's called?
Double-sided tape.
Is the penis a device?
It's a handheld device for sure. You can kind of play games with it.
You can. My friend used to say he played baseball when he took showers.
Spatter better up, swing, and he strikes out.
He's just playing with his balls.
He's a fucking weirdo.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about using your penis to hit your balls out of your
it. It's just like admitting to being a masochist. It's like, okay.
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Swing.
The organ player. Bump, 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 bump. You nail your nuts with the head of your dick. We're not respectful to men.
No. Yeah.
If you're a man, no respect.
Respect goes one way. We only put the seat down. We don't lift it back up.
That's true.
Oh, yes. Very respectful.
Yeah.
I actually glued my seat down. You can't put it up anymore.
My seat is actually a superposition that you cannot determine until you open the bathroom door. That's how respectful I am.
It's both up and down at the same time.
It's up or down.
That doesn't make any sense.
And I have the strange toilet in the other room that is quantum entangled to it.
What's your charmed toilet doing?
You pee in this toilet, I see it go into the other toilet.
We can tell where you're pissing from, but not how fast.
Or how neat you're being.
Windows is being relentless. I got 2 update notifications in the time we recorded this.
Power toys? What are those?
Please.
Ooh, what's the power toy?
All right. Power toys is Microsoft's suite of utilities that don't package with Windows, but they do support.
I don't know. It sounds kind of kinky.
They have some stuff called Fancy Zones.
I like that one Microsoft service that's like the PowerPoint updater that takes up like all of my RAM and makes my computer lag like fucking crazy. And when I end it, it just automatically starts itself up again.
Windows loves doing that.
My work computer has this thing called a Terra monitor, which is always in the task manager, and it's always using 90% of my CPU. And then I asked the IT guy, I was like, why do we have this? And he goes, oh, it checks if there's viruses on the computer. But it's like, I have antivirus. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, I'd rather have a virus. At least I can fucking use my computer.
Yeah.
Slight aside, what antivirus do you guys use?
Windows Defender.
Interesting. You're one of those guys.
I used Norton for a while. Yeah, shout out to Norton.
Yeah, yeah, that's who we've been shouting out
to. Yeah. But then I just have just not been clicking on bad links.
Yeah, it's I don't click on bad links at all.
Oh, I pirate everything.
No, you don't. You found it. I just found it laying around. I was on the ground.
It fell off the truck.
Well, you don't know what I pirate, so that you can't hold me liable for it.
I only pirate legally obtainable, what do they call it? Public domain.
Yeah, I'm only pirating public domain Mickey Mouse commercials from the 1930s.
No. I'm clean.
I'm good. I can stop whenever I want. Okay. Back to being respectful. Make sure the back end of the device that you've placed securely against your body after grabbing it by the base, make sure that the back end of it almost touches your bum, while the front end completely covers your vulva. This may seem like overkill, but you want to catch as much urine as possible to avoid any spillage.
Couldn't this cause other problems because now you're putting urine up against all of your surfaces?
Yeah. Well, there's no problem, though, because urine doesn't have bacteria in it, right?
No, but I think it could grow bacteria if it, like, externally. Like,
oh, my piss cup that's covered in piss all the time? Surely that won't grow bacteria.
I'm pretty sure, like, the piss on the toilet seat has bacteria in it.
Yeah, dogs' mouths are cleaner than toilet seats.
And the toilet's mouth.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. Your
I'll be the judge of that.
My dog that's literally been eating shit, whose mouth is cleaner than my toilet.
Yeah, shit doesn't have bacteria in it either, right?
It's got dog food in it. Yeah, my it's toilet just dog, is dog food. It's got yummy things dogs like in it. Dogs also like cat turds.
But they're like, ooh, a treat for me.
Dogs think the toilet is their water bowl and their food.
Dogs think the toilet bowl is their water bowl and their food bowl. Like just a shitty hack comedian.
Exactly. Your urethra, or where the pee comes out, is located between the clitoris and the vagina.
Are they giving you an option? Like,
your urethra
or wherever your pee comes from.
Your choice. Your choice.
Up to you. I don't know.
Yeah, I relocated my urethra. It actually comes on my belly button now.
Yeah,
that would be sick.
If you can pee out your ears, I guess more power to you.
Fred, you're really thinking about that.
Well, because like then we could experience what it feels like to pee out of pee like a woman.
I have to get prone in the toilet because I pee out my belly button.
We wouldn't be able to aim as well, you know.
I mean, you could kind of, like, tuck your, like, dick behind your balls, and maybe that's kind of approximating where it is for a woman.
No.
What do you mean by that?
This conversation
like you wrap your
this
balls
is not very
your,
respectful.
You wrap your balls
to men.
No, this isn't respectful at all.
I would never tuck my dick behind my balls and then try to pee.
You're like, that's like a woman, right? My dick behind my balls. It's like, what?
Excuse me?
Pee into the funnel, directing the stream away from you. It's time to relax and let your urine flow. If you have trouble, give yourself a few moments. When you're used to peeing sitting down all the time, it can be tough to allow yourself to pee while standing. As you pee, the flow will go into the device and out the bottom end. Be sure to end the funnel well away from you and away from your feet. If you're peeing into a toilet, put the seat up before you start. This will help prevent any urine from getting on the toilet seat.
True.
Oh, it'd be
true.
So funny if you were like, if a woman told you like, hey, can you put the seat down? And then you were like, sure. And then you put the seat down. And then every time she uses the bathroom, she puts the seat up. Because she's using the standing up to pee device.
So she's just asking you to...
You're just creating so much labor, lifting and lowering the seat.
Well, she's asking you to put the seat down so that she can follow the instructions of the guide and put the seat up.
What are you supposed to do with, like, so let's say a woman goes to a bathroom stall, uses the device, and then comes out of the stall and is now holding a piss-soaked piss device. Like, now what? Now you have to make your way to the sink and inconspicuously wash your piss cup.
Or it's like, we've never been in a woman's bathroom, so that probably happens.
Maybe there's like a special, like, bathroom stall to sink pipeline.
Oh, you know what I bet they do? Passage. No, you know what I bet they do? They flush the toilet, give it a dip. Just give it a little dip in
that's
there.
That's so fucked up, though. Getting your hands in the toilet?
Yeah, just dunk your hands in the toilet, dude.
I guess after probably 2 seconds, all the piss is down the toilet, and it's just the flow of the water from the back of the toilet.
No, I'm not saying the water's dirty, but just the idea of, like, going into a public bathroom and, like, putting your hand in the toilet.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing this? Also, like, where do you put it when you're done? Do you just, like, shove it up your ass until you're ready to use it again?
Oh, we can keep it for later.
I'm sorry, I wasn't very respectful.
Yeah, yo, you're telling me I'm not respectful?
Oh, okay, okay. So, did you guys have the handicapped stall when you guys were in middle school, high school?
You mean the bathroom school? Apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The bathroom
they
apartment.
Had, they had their own sink inside the stall.
Wow.
Imagine that's that. A night. That's like a full apartment.
Yeah. So you could, you know, you could be behind like, closed doors, you could just rinse it off and put it in your purse, you know?
You've seen that guy who, like, cooks the whole chicken dinner, like, in the sink in the bathroom or using the hair dryer.
What the fuck?
You could probably do something like that.
I've seen the guy make salmon in the coffee maker.
You shouldn't eat where you shit.
Yeah. It's,
yeah, but you can always shit where you eat.
It's a recipe that's for true. Dysentery. This is true.
That's my Obama.
Method two.
This is true.
Pussy two. Shake out the device once you're done. Once you've stopped peeing, gently remove the device from your body.
Gently, too much gently. Force.
It's the double-sided tape.
It won't come out.
Then give it a few shakes to dislodge any excess urine. Oh, sorry. I still got a bit of urine lodged in the device.
They get back to the dinner table. Like you're blowing out a straw.
Oh, no. If you have toilet paper, wipe off your vulva and your device to avoid the drips. Mm. Oh, and it's there's a citation.
I do not know why that's an extra step on both of these methods. It's yeah. Like, oh yeah, and remember to wipe up after you're done.
It has a research source of a YouTube video.
It seems similar.
The only YouTube video with nudity?
Let's see. What does this YouTube video do?
There's definitely plenty of like concert videos where a bunch of women just like take off their shirts. That's totally a thing.
I'm talking full frontal.
Oh, it's a how to pee standing up YouTube video.
You're talking what?
I'm talking full frontal, baby.
As you lick your lips.
Yeah.
Respectful.
I have dry respectful. Lips. I'm being respectful. I just have it's not respectful to have chapped lips.
Once you've used the device, use water to rinse it out as soon as possible. And as soon as you can, wash it out with soap and water to avoid any germs.
Have you tried washing it out with soup and water?
Washing it out with piss and water.
No, we haven't tried that yet.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try that.
It also works as a cup and knead.
Oh, guys, we're on method three. Method three, here we go.
Third method?
There is. That's the last one. Okay. Method three, preparation and cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's not really a method per se.
You're definitely going to want to be in the shower.
Yeah. Step one, pick a private spot to go pee. If you're going to the bathroom or in the woods or while you're camping, it's important to choose a secluded area. Find somewhere off trail where other people can't see you so you won't be interrupted.
I wonder if you could like use a leaf or something.
To wipe?
As like a little ramp kind of thing.
Oh.
I just use the leaf as a device.
I just don't know why the two-finger method seems superior in every single way to yeah. this. Like it seems like the ideal way.
Yeah, but then how would you support big piss?
Yeah, there's a whole industry behind this, writing propaganda. Like, you don't need a device. Your body's perfect. It's already there.
It was made for peeing standing up sometimes. Just get a little wet.
Let's be clear, though. We do support the production of women hygiene products.
Yeah, they should make more of those. Get those women clean.
Respectful. Respectful.
Respectfully clean. When peeing outdoors, aim for rocky areas rather than plants and grass. The salt from your urine can harm fragile plants, but it won't do much to rocky, dry areas.
Oh, it's like that plant who's like, please water me with your pee.
I was just thinking, like, you go to someone's house and their lawn has, like, all these dead spots. And like, oh, you guys got a dog? And they're like, what?
No, what are you talking about? No, what are you talking about, man?
Keep hand sanitizer with you. Method three, step two. Before you pee standing up, it is essential that you wash your hands. Oh, I mean before? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, then you don't have to wash after.
Yeah.
There's piss on your hands.
Yeah, that's how that works.
I guess you just... I don't really need to read this step. I mean, it's like sanitize your fucking hands.
Well, it's like, do I want everybody else's hands touching my penis? Which yes. is essentially... Well, yeah, no. What am I saying? Oh, man. Yeah, that was the dumbest
everybody come here.
That was the dumbest thing I could have possibly said.
No, but that is quite the conundrum because it's like, do I have a dirty penis because I don't wash my hands, and then I have my dirty hands touch a clean penis, which becomes a dirty penis. Then I pee, and like now it's like, do I put the burden of the dirty dick on my hands or the other people's hands?
This is like a fat bastard situation where it's like, I eat because I'm unhappy, and I'm unhappy because I eat. It's like my penis is dirty because I touch it with my dirty hands, and my hands are dirty because I touch them with my dirty penis.
Yeah, like your penis is dirty no matter what, so you're just introducing a different kind of dirty to it.
I'm thinking you can actually nip it in the butt, because if you wash your hands before... Cut it off.
Please don't talk about nipping in the butt in the penis conversation.
So here's what it is. So you start the day, you shower, clean penis clean. Then,
well, the second
that's you, what you
no,
think.
No. The second you get out of the shower, your penis starts accumulating and producing bacteria.
It just starts accumulating dirt. It's like drawing it out of the atmosphere.
It's magnetized.
Because I'm thinking, like, if I wash my hands before I pee, I use clean hands on a clean penis. Mm. Then, you, like, maybe you don't need to wash them after.
Theoretically.
Because, like, think about it. If it's like, what do you got down there? You got
what
skin?
Do you have down there? Let's add them up. Let's add up the five. What are the top five things down there?
penis.
Let's see, ball
which
one?
Thing is the most cringe?
Ball two.
Yeah, what are the most
what
top
are the five
cringe
top five most cringe things
in your
down
pants.
There?
lint.
You have a linty penis. What is he putting in the fucking dryer?
No, in the gooch. There's definitely lint in everyone's.
Oh,
gooch.
The gooch itself.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no lint. True. I am immune to lint.
Bullshit.
There's not a fucking hair of lint in my penis.
Get up, pull him down.
Penis inspection. Penis inspection.
Gooch inspection.
I feel disrespected.
Give me the lint.
Well, it's men. We're it's okay.
Oh, it's okay.
We can disrespect the men.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the men out there.
What were we talking about?
Method three, step three is bring wet wipes. So
yeah, just don't flush them. Bring dude wipes.
Bring dude wipes to the ladies' room. Wow, can you imagine? I bet they did make a lady wipes.
No, they exist. Yeah, I'm sure. I wouldn't know. But
dude wipes is so funny to me because it's like I can't just wipe my ass. I have something that makes me feel comfortable. Something that's like sports.
Needs to have a picture of a gun on it.
I have the same issue with like sport clips. It's like, you ever go to the barbershop and just feel emasculated? Like, I want to go to the barbershop and have whiskey and watch sports.
Like hairspray? Ew.
Yuck. I want like big, beautiful women.
Scissors? What are those?
Buzzers only. And I get out of my fucking lifted Ford F-350. And I go in there, and she goes, how are you doing, sweetheart? And I go,
I could be better.
You kind of got to have the free whiskey now. Do the thing where you massage my head. Hey, what do you think this is? She's putting the thing on you. You're like, I don't play dress up.
Whoa.
Dude, no joke. Like, when I was in college, I just used to go to the salon to get my hair cut because I just liked it when the pretty ladies massaged my head.
Yeah, when they put you in the chair and they lean you back and they lean over you.
I mean, yep.
Did you like
so,
that?
So, fun fact. Sure I didn't learn this until much later, but...
Women have boobs.
No. I mean, yes.
Well, they could.
The head-washing chair actually gives you a stroke if you sit there for too long.
If you have too much hair.
Yeah. There's like a phenomena where people get their hair cut and they'll immediately die of a stroke when they have their head massaged.
Damn.
Yeah,
damn.
So I cut it off. I stopped doing it anymore.
You cut your head off.
Yeah, I cut it off. Now I have to pee like a leech.
You're like nipping it in the bud and you like cutting the head off. So.
What an episode to have those phrases stuck in your head.
Yeah. Do I want everybody else touching my penis?
I'm sure you want to nip everybody else's penises in the bud.
Yeah, everybody needs to get their heads nipped on.
Yeah, this is like...
Is it over?
Yeah, it's basically over.
Is it over? Oh, God.
There are some tips, and just the tips, or not the tips.
Nothing but the tips.
No tips.
Peeing while standing up takes practice. If you don't get it on your first try, do it again.
Just make more pee. How hard could that be?
Oh, tips from the readers. Practice by sitting backwards on a toilet to urinate. Then each time you pee, gradually extend your knees so they're straighter than last time, and eventually you're peeing while standing.
I'm surprised there's no like donkey mode. On this, where like they stand in front of the toilet and just bend over.
It's how nature intended.
Donkey mode.
Yeah, like pissing backwards. They don't talk
what, about... Have you never seen pissing donkeys before, Fred? No. You kidding me?
Imagine how... I don't know. I don't know how this works. What are we talking about?
Don Quixote?
It's often easier to pee standing if you haven't peed in a while and need to pee.
Peeing is easiest when you have to pee.
True.
If you can't...
based?
If you can't start a flow, try gently massaging your bladder for a few seconds to encourage urination.
My tummy hurts.
This is me every time I'm trying to piss next to like the full line of urinals. I'm like, oh, I'm too shy to pee. Oh, I must massage my bladder.
You have to ask the guy next to you to rub your tummy so you can pee.
There's a line of five guys waiting in for the urinals, and you're like, hey, are you gonna use it? No, I have to rub my belly, sorry, belly a little bit.
Can one of you give me a bear hug from behind and rub my belly so I can pee easier? Squeeze me
really hard so my pee comes
out. Not quite the Heimlich technique, but you know.
Oh my God, the Heimlich maneuver for when you're too shy to pee.
There should be a Heimlich maneuver for guys who are too shy to pee.
Heimlich maneuver.
And there should be a guy in the bathroom who's like licensed to perform it.
Oh, that's what it, okay.
That's what the bathroom attendant can do.
Yeah, fancy bathroom attendant.
Yeah, he can put down the mints or whatever he's giving out. And he can walk over and he can say, sir, do you need a little assistance?
Get over here, Charles.
And he say, Charles, I'd really appreciate it. And then he's like, all right. On the count of three. One,
well, all
two,
right, then.
And you... You're
like, oh, one more time.
Very well, sir.
God, all the pee guides are so funny, dude. There's how to pee your pants and have nobody notice it.
I think if that's your thing, I think the diaper thing is cooler.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you were a diaper guy, you'd have a better time.
Just pissing your pants and pretending like it's normal.
I guess like IBS is one of the only other situations where you would
I be shitting
actually have to wear a diaper.
Yeah, but I guess. I don't know.
But the, you know, we're talking about recreation here.
Recreational diaper wearing. Or not wearing.
Is that it? We got any success stories?
Let's see. No, we got an about the article.
Boring.
We got references to peeing videos.
References to peeing videos. Let's not save those.
bookmark.
That's the stupidest category I can think of.
Pee.
Pee. If you go to like Pornhub and you're like, pee. Probably lead to the dumbest videos of all time.
Well, no.
Just it's women putting a phone in the toilet.
It's underwater works on the actual.
Yeah, get it. Okay. It's water sports, actually.
Fuck. Get your techno.
It's an entire recreational league.
Get your techno babble right.
You're not being respectful to the athletes. That's what they call them. They don't call them the actors. They're the athletes.
Yeah, the pissing actors, competitions. They're
good athletes.
The real laser beams. Yeah, I need nothing but real laminar flow. If there's any turbulent flow, oh, I just can't get off.
Rebecca Violet shoots laser piss at Damian Johnston's.
Rebecca Violet cutting concrete.
Yeah, that's concrete, baby.
Damian Johnston's Johnson.
If you want to follow the podcast for some reason, we're on Blue Sky. Leave us a comment on Spotify. Tell us that we weren't respectful.
Please rip us a new one.
That's it. Bye.
Yeah. See ya.
Bye.
Oh, actually, wait.
Oh, hold on.
Respectfully yours. Bye.
Sincerely.
Respectfully.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Magnamorphous. Magnamorphous. Magnamorphous.
.org.
The whole shebang.